So I'm here with John Weber, who is the chairman of the Madison County Commissioners. And you just announced that you are going to run for Idaho House of Representatives.
That is correct, yes.
So tell us a little bit about that and why you've decided to do that.
Well, you know, for the past almost 12 years, I've served as county commissioner for Madison County and had a tremendous experience and certainly an honor to represent Madison County. And, you know, as I thought about the future, the timing is right to take it to the next level and take everything that I've learned locally and serving our community, take it to the state.
With your experience, I guess what some of the things you want to do if you are put into the House of Representatives?
Working together with people to build a stronger community is key for living and working and playing and just enjoying a community. And so things that I focus on is infrastructure. And as our community grows, how do we move people through transportation needs, building roads and bridges, creating access to property that had previously had limited access, thus, you know, giving opportunity for economic growth. So infrastructure plays a key part of growth in a community. Also, you know, emergency services. We've got a lot of unsung heroes in our community, and a lot of those folks are serving in our community as emergency service members. You know, how do we give them the tools, not just fire and ambulance, but also our sheriff's office and those folks, giving them the tools and the training that keep up with the growth of our community? You know, health care is going to be a big issue, particularly on a state level with Medicaid expansion. And so how do we balance that with the economic impact that it may have on our budgets and in the community?
So tell us a little bit about the House of Representatives and really what you're running for and what that means, I guess. Will you be in Boise? Or?
Sure. Yeah. So District 34 is Madison County in the northern county of Bonneville. And so the Yukon area and Iona. But what it is when you're in session, that's the House of Representatives and the Senate are in session in January, February, and March, and sometimes longer depending on the issues and the length of the session. We would go to Boise for those months. You know, we certainly handle all the issues of legislation that's being put forth. If they make it out of committee, you know, you vote on it as a House, and then it goes through the process. So it really is taking it from more a local level and representing the local level to the state level.
Awesome. And do you know how many people are running? Do you know how many people you're running against?
You know, the official date for filing is March 2nd and runs for 2 weeks. We won't know officially until after the filing date has closed exactly who's running for that seat.
Gotcha. And was there someone that kind of like helped you along that said, hey, you should run for this or kind of like has helped you along the way?
You know, I've had lots of mentors over the years and great individuals who have served and are serving in the capacity of public service. And, you know, I learned so much from these individuals and respect them. You know, I've always had a desire to serve. And so to choose one would be tough, but, you know, I've been encouraged by several to run for this seat. So,
man, that sounds all great audio. Is there anything else you want to add or throw in there?
I think it's important to point out that when we serve the public, that we work for the public, that government operates best on a local level. When we can address issues that impact our residents directly and take a stance and represent those that we serve, that is the best form of government. I'd like to say that it's people over policy. Everything we do should be about the people that we serve and coming to bringing people together to come to a outcome that would best benefit all of us. I recognize that's not easy. And there's going to be some winners and losers when you're making decisions. That's just the way that goes. But foremost, it's always going to be people over policy.
Do you feel like the people of Rexburg, like saying what you just said, do you feel like there's things in Rexburg that need to be changed, or things that I guess people don't necessarily get a fair representation of, or maybe something that they're not happy with?
You know, it really depends who you're talking to,
right?
Because there's both sides of that issue. But I think by and large, we live in a very good, solid community. And it's just not Rexburg and Madison County. It's really Southeast Idaho and how we bring folks together to remain and competitive with the rest of the state. And so we're going to Boise to represent District 34 as a whole. So
That's awesome. My other question, I guess, kind of going back, kind of the process of how this goes. So who votes or who decides who gets in, and how does that work?
So if you're a resident of District 34, again, that's Madison County and Northern Bonneville County, register to vote. And if you live in that district, it's everyone votes. So
you just go to your voting place and there's your name on the box and you just tick it? Is that how it works? Or?
Yeah, when you go in, it's just like any other election. You'll go through the process of checking in and checking, make sure that you're registered and that you show identification so they know it's who you say you are, of course. And then you go to the voting booth and it's all done in private, and you drop your ballot in a box that's secure, and it will be opened at the end of the day when the polls have closed and all the boxes are collected. And then the county clerk and her team, which by the way, I want to do a shout out to the clerks. They do a tremendous job. I think that folks typically don't understand the amount of work and the detail that goes into an election, particularly coming up because it's a presidential year. So there's a lot going on, but they do a tremendous job on keeping it fair and that every vote counts.
Cool. Well, that's all I got for you. So I don't know if there's anything else you want.
No, that's it.
That sounded awesome. Perfect.